Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Well, yes, it's that wonderful time of your Friday morning in which Dr. Kirsten Zimke is here.
Where you get your old lady American voice.
And not
in
as much
contrast.
Yeah, not as much sexual tension as Mikey isn't here today.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. I know, I'm disappointed that I won't have sexual tension with you. She's obviously not feeling it. She's just like old housewives from Blockhouse Bay, but you know.
Yeah, you don't know that.
What else? So today we are doing the fuzz pedal.
Yes, now I know what a fuzz pedal looks like, but I'm so sonically inept that I don't actually know how
well,
it works.
Well, you'll get it after this. And I don't think I would have normally done it because there's a lot of different guitar pedals, and I'll talk about some of them this morning. But the dude that invented it died a few days ago at 96 years old. I don't know if that's the true rock and roll lifestyle there. He's 96. His name is Glenn Snoddy.
Lucky Glenn Snoddy.
Snoddy.
Oh, so, okay. Right.
Lucky he didn't call it the snod pedal. So in 1962, he invented the Maestro fuzz tone pedal based on a mistake that he made in 1961. There was a malfunction on a track that he was producing, and you got this sort of grungy guitar sound that was like literally a mistake. So this is almost like a fairy tale, you know, like you... Oh, yeah, sure.
I created
That's
this
how
incredible
it
thing, and it was all by accident.
That's right, yeah. So it's literally a fairy tale. And then the first track that it appeared on was the Rolling Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction, that riff, 1965. And so, you know, there are people alive now who remember that. So it's like really sort of quite this new thing. And again, sort of a fairy tale, one song by one band, but the sound became so iconic. Everyone wanted to sort of have it. So there are literally small metal boxes on the floor. Some of them are like around the size of a larger cell phone. Not that giant cell phone, but...
They just look like little mixes to me.
Little fat cell phone. Well, I mean, they're big. But they're on the floor... And you switch them on and off with your foot. So they do need to be really durable and strong. There are some sort of fatter, rounder ones. You know, they literally can be any shape. Because the main thing is it's a button that you can hit with your foot. You know, because you'll be watching your guitar player and you see them look down and stomp something with their foot. So now there's heaps of kinds of pedals. And they'll sometimes create a chain of multiple pedals. But this one in particular we're looking at today... I think it was the first one, I don't want to say it and get in trouble, but I think it was the first one of this type of pedal. So you plug your guitar into it and then from out of it, in it, when it's on, it will put this really neat effect onto your guitar called fuzz.
It's self-explanatory, isn't it? It's in the name.
Oh, well, gosh, some of the brands of them, so there's some of the more popular brands are like, I was reading blogs, you know, 10 fuzz pedals you need to try before you die. Honestly, the places I go, they're really dark. So there's a popular one is called Big Muff. There's Fuzz Face. This one's good. This is the Electro-Harmonics Cockfight Talking Wah fuzz pedal. There's also Earthquaker Devices Cloven Hoof V2 fuzz pedal.
Who names these?
Rockers, dude!
Perverts.
So rockin'. And but there's over 300 models, so those are just some of the, you know, more popular ones. And there's three different things, ways to get a fuzz sound. Distortion, you know, ones with changing the actual guitar signal. Overdrive, which puts more gain into your amp. And then this sort of fuzz sound, which is it flat tops your wave signals. Dude, you got it. Yeah. Whatever. You put your guitar into it. And before it goes into your amp, and you get this cool fuzz sound. So let's listen to one of our tracks. What do we got first?
All right. First off, we've got Jimi Hendrix with Foxy Lady.
All right. So listen for the fuzz.
Foxy. sexy lady.
So you can hear the purposeful fuzz on it, you know, which is interesting because in the studio, you're trying to get these pure sounds, which now you still want to do because you might want to add the fuzz later. But so this is for sort of live, sort of creating, you know, it's just interesting what the ear wants. You know, you don't want just a pure note. You want, you know, for some reason, you know, I guess it's... sounds sexy, growly. You know, the human voice is so versatile, and so trying to get some of that versatility into instruments. And I thought this was a nerdy definition. This is from Wikipedia. It's audio signal processing to alter the sound of amplified electrical musical instruments.
Ooh.
So that's a nerdy way of saying a fuzz pedal. And so as you can hear that sound, you know, in some ways, probably most of you are going, oh, I've heard that all the time. Well, what's the big deal? But, you know, it literally was invented in 1965. And it is used a lot in what that genre would call Jimi Hendrix is electric blues, rock and metal. It's definitely sort of almost a preferred rather than that sort of clean or acoustic sounding. You want that.
Now I've got the same thing via Sonic Youth.
Yes, here we go.
Big BFM band. All right, here we go.
Well, they were using more than a fuzz pedal on that one. So lots of distortion, even feedback. They were very experimental. In fact, some people even call them noise rock. So they definitely were going for non-purity. No, I don't know if it's to reflect, you know, dirtiness, you know, in minds and hearts. But yeah, so you can hear that fuzz. And they were very experimental. And I guess it's just sort of part of this particular aesthetic. And you can hear, because it's kind of a muddy sound, it's not that good for chords. So apparently it's used, obviously, for lead guitar. For a riff, a nice fat riff, which is just sort of a one note at a time. It's not a chord, right? So, you know, a melody is one note at a time. A chord is more than one note at a time. So a riff, if you have, you still get that fat sound, even though you're playing one note, and they might have a repeated riff over and over. And apparently it's a big, because chords don't sound good with the fuzz pedal, apparently that's why we get so many things in metal called power chords, which is a really empty chord. Sort of the bass, you know, the main note and the fifth, and that's all, because it, if you know, if you started adding more notes, it would get way too muddy with the fuzz pedal. So sort of very linked to the power chord in metal. So yeah, very influential, you know, sound. Like, you know, to think, what would our music sound like if we didn't have it?
Yeah,
you know,
across all the genres, because I'm excited for this next track. This is one of my favorite shoegaze bands.
Is it? See, yeah, there you go, shoegaze.
There we go. This is Only Shallow. Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine.
So that's your genre?
That's my
your
genre.
Thing?
That's my thing.
That's your thing? That is like not it. My thing.
What's your thing, Kirsten?
Well, we're not playing any today, but the some other good fuzz tracks that are more in my genre would be like the Isley Brothers, sort of some 70s funk, even the Jackson 5, the Chi Lights, Have You Seen Her? So, yeah, that's more my space.
You know what? I'll try and fit some of those in the rest of the show.
Oh, really?
Got time. Yeah, I'll fit them in.
Today, like
today.
This show, or after I leave?
After you leave.
Okay.
But this show.
All right.
Yeah, just
yeah,
for
well, just for contrast, we, you know, but I'm happy you're in the shoegaze. That's great. I like, you know, I like people have their thing and they do it. And
Mikey was very swayed by the sax.
Oh, good.
Last week.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
He wants to introduce like a little something. Little
the all
sexy
sax
times
show.
That's the one.
That's so hilarious because he was like, no way, no. It's worth, and I've saved it. What I've done this, we've done instruments for a year and a half on this show now, and like I waited so long for sax, and we turned him. He's turned. Ooh. So I hope y'all enjoyed that fuzz pedal.
Thank you very much, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
You have a lovely, lovely day.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.